It was a Tuesday morning, January 31st, 2006. I remember going downtown Baltimore to register as a congregation with the State Department of Assessments. And it was 11 o'clock in the morning. I remember taking the elevator up to that particular floor and signing the paperwork explaining what we were doing. And that is, we were starting a church. And I remember the attendant saying, well, that's 150, and I had my cash ready to go. I said, well, what can we do it sooner? He said, well, for 175, you can expedite it. I said, $25 more, let's do it. And so God has been so faithful. We had a more formal signing ceremony with all the documentation. And not long afterwards, we had met with a core group, and this group was there from the start, saying that, yes, we'll be on board. I was ordained a short time later. And then God began to send the people. In fact, he started sending them even before then, because we had done a service in 2005, in November of the year before. And people had expressed an interest. And I was the one holding it up saying, well, what are we doing here? My wife said, what are you doing? You're starting a church? And I was like, well, I think so. But after praying to the Lord about it, I knew it was the right thing to do. And the name Harvest came right out of John 4, because Christ looked out and said, say not that there are 4 months until harvest. Now is the time. So people have come over the 15 years. They've come to work. They've come to love. And they've become family. You know, moving to this area many years ago, like 3 decades or more, you meet people. But when we became a community of faith, at that point, we began to see people and understand their walk with Christ. And these were people who said, well, we want to try this out. And I was excited if anybody showed up. Oh, well, good to have you. I said, you coming back next Sunday? But God has been so faithful to keep us on track and to keep our mission, that is to serve the community for the cause of the kingdom. And I don't have any candles or no cake today, but 15 years, I'm so thankful for my family. They've been right there saying, we're with you on this journey. And so many of you, with your encouragement, with your calls, with your tuning in online, you have become partners. And so, believe it or not, you're part of this ministry, whether you like it or not. And we thank God for folk locally, nationally, and even a global footprint we've made, all because we stepped out on faith 15 years ago. Harvest Christian Ministries, happy birthday. God bless you and thank you.